On the following program are not necessarily those of the staff or management of 1460 WXPR.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire, bad decisions, that's alright, welcome to my
It's time for Talk with Francesca here on AM 1460 WXBR. Francesca is a lifestyle and relationship expert with over 15 years of experience. Call Francesca at 508-586-1460 for your life and relationship dilemmas. And now, here's Francesca.
Doing good afternoon. It's that time again. It's 11:08. You're listening to AM 1460 WXBR, and it's time to talk with Francesca. And I'm Francesca, and it's great to be here. So I have quite a chilly story today. Can you imagine, get this, being a twin and finding out 28 years later that you're not living with your twin sister, you're living with somebody else? Oh my God, I just couldn't imagine. I couldn't even imagine that happening with one of my sisters, although there have been times when that wouldn't have been a bad idea. Anyway, so Nancy Siegel wrote about this story called Someone Else's Twin. And she's going to tell us about that today. She's a professor of psychology at California State Fullerton, and she's the director of the Twin Studies Center. She also happens to be a twin. So we're going to say hello to Nancy, and she's going to give us the details of this very chilling story. Welcome, Nancy. Thank you for being here. Welcome, Nancy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Nancy, can you tell us the main details of the story that you wrote in Someone Else's Twin?
Sure. What happened in the Canary Islands 36 years ago was that a pair of identical twins was born, and a day or two later, a single child was born. One of the twins needed a medical procedure, and a nurse took her there. But when the nurse brought her back, she accidentally switched the twin with the single child. And this caused an unrelated pair of so-called fraternal twins to grow up together in the twin's family, and caused a single twin to grow up in the family that really delivered the singleton child. And no one was aware of this situation until the girls turned 28, at which time one of the twins was confused for the other, and that led to an absolutely amazing reunion.
Something like, hey, you look like someone I know.
Well, exactly. Some of us think that we look like someone else, or we're told that we look like someone else.
Yeah.
We attribute it to coincidence.
Yeah.
And
or everybody has a twin, they say, right?
They say that. And, you know, in this case, both of the twins had been confused for someone else several times over the years.
Oh, wow.
And thought it was just an accident or something silly. But then they realized it was something a lot more meaningful than anybody would have anticipated.
Were they, you know... So there's fraternal twins and identical twins. And the identical twins, from what I understand, are they're sort of from the same egg, without getting too technical here.
Identical twins result when a single fertilized egg divides.
Okay.
Within the first 2 weeks after conception. And okay. These twins share all their genes in common.
So the identical twins obviously look almost identical.
They do.
So and these girls were identical twins?
These girls were identical twins, and that was why they were confused so many times on the island. But fraternal twins result when two separate fertilized eggs are delivered, and these twins are no more alike than ordinary brothers and sisters, which can look alike and
right.
Look very different. There's a whole range there.
Right. But
and so these fraternal twins, well, these so-called fraternal twins who grew up together, were quite different, but no one really thought much about it because fraternal twins can be that different.
So the mothers never, well, I don't know about, I'm thinking about the mothers who had, or the mother who had the twins, or so-called twins. She didn't think it was funny that they didn't look at all alike, or did they look alike at all?
No, they looked extremely different.
Totally
and when
different.
The mother received them from the hospital, she was aware that one of the twins had much darker skin than the rest of her family.
Oh, wow.
She was told the girls were identical, but a lot of times parents don't pay much attention to that sort of thing, or they think the hospital might have gotten it wrong. But at any rate, she was aware of this difference in skin tone, but then she thought, well, there's a little bit of intermarriage on my husband's side, and she resolved it that way. But she never, never suspected that this was not her child. And the mother who got the single twin received a child who was a lot fairer in skin color and in hair color than the rest of her family. And again, she was aware of the difference, but never suspected that it was not her baby.
So, 28 years later, she's in a store and someone says, "You look like someone I know." Is
exactly.
That what happened? And then what happened?
And the person said, and the twin said, "Well, I don't know you," and she left. And that night, the shopkeeper called her friend and said, "Why were you so nasty to me in the store?" And her friend said, "I wasn't even there." Several days later, the first twin returned to the shop to exchange a T-shirt, and this time she came with her so-called twin. And this time the shopkeeper said, "You look exactly like my friend." And to the other girl she said, "You look like my friend's sister."
Wow.
And she was so insistent upon the girls meeting that they all met that evening at that same shopping mall. And it was there that one of the twins said, "My goodness, I see somebody walking towards me with my same walk, who looks just like me," and it was absolutely clear when
riveting.
It happened, although they did have to go and have DNA tests prior to the amazing lawsuit that followed.
That must have been absolutely mind-boggling for the twins. Now,
well, it was mind-boggling for everybody, not just the twins, but also for the unrelated girl, because after
what?
All, Francesca, in a matter of moments, she lost her whole identity.
Her whole identity,
family
exactly.
was not her family. She was not who she thought she was. She came from someone else's family. You start to wonder, will my family reject me? Will they still love me? All these thoughts were going through everybody's head.
And you are a twin as well.
I am a fraternal twin who looks nothing like her sister. We are very close friends, but we don't have that close intimacy that many identical twins share. And we also happen to look very, very different. And I think it was our physical and behavioral differences that captured my attention so much as a child and really made me so fascinated with twin studies and what they tell us about human behavior.
Well, you know, there's twins in my family.
Is that right?
A lot. Yeah, actually. My younger sister has a set of twins, and my older sister has a set of twins. My nephew's wife, that's a little bit of a different story because there was in vitro involved, and I think that it seems to me, from what I understand, with in vitro there's oftentimes twins, triplets,
right.
A whole bit. So,
now,
but my two sisters, nothing. They were both in their 30s, which is interesting because I think that, from what I understand, also that as a woman gets a little bit older, when she gets pregnant for the first time, there's a greater chance of her having twins. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And
okay.
In fact, my mother was a bit older too. Once women hit their 30s, and that's not to say that's an old age, but reproductively speaking, it might be.
Uh-huh.
What happens is that two eggs get released when, in fact, only one should in the human reproductive system. You can think about two eggs as being a reproductive mistake, which in some ways it is, but it is a pretty nice one because, after all, as mothers age, the chance of conception goes down. And so to have two children at that time in life is really quite like a little present.
Uh-huh. I'm going to detour a little bit just for a second. Are you glad that you're a twin?
I am glad that I'm a twin because I have someone who grew up with me who went through the same developmental changes as I did. We went to college at the same time, although not the same colleges. We got our first jobs at about the same time. We lost our parents at the same time. So that you have someone to share a lot of these key developmental events who understand them in exactly the same way that you do. And that's a real luxury. And it's also nice to have someone who's a close companion that you can really confide in completely and know that you can trust them and that the information's not going anywhere outside the family.
I just, you know, I guess that what I just wonder about oftentimes is, you know, you see twins, it's like, oh, she looks like this one. Oh, but she looks like that one. Oh, she's this, she's that. You know, it's always this seems to be without intention. Criticizing necessarily anyone. There's a lot of comparing that goes on.
I think comparing twins is inevitable, and really any problems twins have seem to come more from people outside the twinship who very thoughtlessly sometimes will ask who's the smarter twin, the prettier one, the more athletic twin, this sort of thing. And I think that parents have a very important role to play here mm-hmm. in really minimizing differences between twins that might be hurtful and really emphasizing the particular strengths and talents each twin has. Even identical twins who look so much alike and are so much alike are not exactly the same in any way. Uh-huh. And I think that parents can do the twins and everyone else a great service in making that known. Uh-huh. Really, people who see twins for the first time should refrain from these constant comparisons.
Yeah, well, I mean, that can happen actually in families where they aren't twins. So, but
of course it can.
Twins,
but
especially.
More likely in families where it is.
So let's get back to this now just a bit. So how did all involved, mothers, fathers, the girls, react to this emotionally charged situation? I mean, I really can't even imagine waking up one day and finding out, okay, well, the person that I'm living with isn't my twin, isn't even my sister, and my twin sister is somewhere else. So it must have been difficult for both the girls as well. Well, they were women at this point. I mean, 28 years old.
It was.
And the mothers. They must have been horrified.
It was heartbreaking, horrifying, emotionally upsetting, traumatic for everybody involved. And unfortunately, because the unrelated sister was so closely tied to her family that raised her, her sister, who was the identical twin, had difficulty forging relationship with the other twin. Now, they had an instant rapport. They liked each other enormously. They had very similar opinions on many topics. But
oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's not atypical. You know, Francesca, I worked for many years in Minnesota at the university where we were studying twins raised apart, not twins who were switched, but twins separately placed because parents were deceased or parents couldn't afford to keep them. And when these twins come together, they find that they have so much in common. They get along so well. They have many behavioral traits and interests that they share. So this didn't surprise me much. But unfortunately, because the family situation was so tense, these twins couldn't really relax and enjoy their relationship. What was quite tragic was that the twin who was raised by herself developed leukemia when she was 16. And, of course, no one in her family could provide a bone marrow because nobody is related.
What a shame.
And, of course, unfortunately, she had the ideal
bone
marrow donor, just
of
another
course.
Part of the island. So she had to go through a very risky procedure called an autotransplant, which fortunately took. And now her twin sister says that if she ever needed any kind of medical assistance, she would be there to help her. And that is the beauty of identical twins. They
right.
are very, very selfless and always ready to help one another.
Yes, my younger sister's twins, they are just, they just love, I mean, they fight. They're 18. I mean, they're typical teenagers and they fight with one another, but they really, truly love each other just madly. It's a beautiful thing. I mean,
I think that the importance of the twin bond is really being more and more appreciated now that more and more twins are surviving and more are being
yep.
born.
Yeah.
And one thing that happens all the time is that I constantly get requests from parents asking me if twins should be separated early in school or placed together. And the school seems so adamant about separating them with this idea that they won't be individuals otherwise. And I tell the parents that you have to go to bat for your children, that separating from twins and parents at the same time can be emotionally trying for young children. So I really am against schools having any kind of a policy. I think twins should be allowed to enjoy their relationship as
mm-hmm.
much as possible.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about a case of two twins separated at birth by mistake and discovered this 28 years later. We're here with Nancy Siegel. Nancy, how often does this happen?
Francesca, we really don't know how often it happens because we only hear about the cases where the twins find one another.
Right, of course, yeah.
But I will tell you that two independently done surveys in the United States determined that 20,000 incorrect transfers of babies in hospitals occur each year. Now, what that means is that a baby may be taken to the wrong room for a procedure, or maybe a baby may be inadvertently placed in the wrong crib for a moment, but it's corrected. So in the vast majority of cases, the right babies go home with the right moms. But I have to say that there must be some cases where this does not happen and where parents may be raising children that do not belong to them and one might never find out. Now, in the case where twins are switched, the likelihood of their discovering the mistake is higher because they look alike and people will confuse them, as happened in the twins I write about in someone else's twin.
Uh-huh.
But in fraternal twin cases, because they don't look alike, the issue may not be discovered ever, or very, very late for some other reason.
Well, that is too bad, but I guess the, you know, it almost like, I guess, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. I don't know. I don't know what you say in a situation. I mean, I know that probably sounds very callous, but, you know, and of course, it would a terrible thing, but if they don't know, then it's in some ways, it's almost better not to know than finding out in terms of the emotional damage, right?
Yes. In some ways, it would be better, I think, for that unrelated sister. It might have been for the parents. They're divided on that issue. Some say they're glad that they knew. Some people wish they'd never known. Some parents say they wish it had happened earlier when the children were young so they could have switched them back. But I can say that in my book, in the second chapter, I review several other cases of switch twins, and several of them occurred when the children were young. And when these young boys in Switzerland were switched back at age 7, that was traumatic.
Oh, that's a very tough age, because they basically developed their personality at, what, 4 years old?
Domingo, there was an unusual case of two sets of twins in which one in each pair was switched. So every parent went home with their child and someone else's. And those girls were switched back at age 2. Oh. And while they have no recollection of it, the parents still suffer because these parents don't know.
Yeah, that's right, because they fell. Exactly. Nancy, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Talk with Francesca. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Nancy.
Southern New England's best. This is 1460 WXBR, Brockton.
Did you know, in addition to long-term care, St. Joseph Manor offers rehabilitation, post-hospital care, short-term and respite care? St. Joseph Manor is a community of care, a place that works towards making their residents feel welcome, well-known, and where life is worth living. St. Joseph Manor provides short-term rehabilitation and skilled care, including physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, pain management, wound care, intravenous therapy, hospice care, and individual care planning. When caretakers need to rejuvenate or travel, St. Joseph Manor can care for your loved one overnight or for an extended stay. St. Joseph Manor, where hearts are full and love is overflowing. Quality and excellence, respect and integrity for the needs of the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, are the commitments of St. Joseph Manor. You need to call 508-583-5834 today. That's 508-583-5834.
Visit your Brockton Honeydew Donuts and enjoy their gourmet coffee, their donuts, breakfast sandwiches, and their frozen drinks. All this month, try Honeydew's Pina Colada Sticks and Pina Colada Muffins. They're a great summertime treat. So head on over to Honeydew Donuts, where the coffee and donuts are always fresh. That's Honeydew Donuts, 1906 South Main Street and 541 Pleasant Street, Brockton. Honeydew Donuts.
Baseball, big league fun at family prices. This year's Paw Sox team is made up of players that are young and fast, and many with veteran experience. Don't miss your chance to see these guys. Box seat tickets are only $11, and general admission is $7 for adults and $5 for children and seniors. For a schedule or for tickets, call 401-724-7300 or visit pawsox.com. Pawtucket Red Sox baseball at McCoy Stadium. Big league fun at family prices.
The North Main Street Veterinary Clinic, established in 1978 by Dr. Melvin C. Haddad, is a full-service veterinary hospital that offers medicine, surgery, radiology, an in-house laboratory, nutrition, immunizations, and a lot more services, including dentistry, geriatrics, and skilled nursing care. At the North Main Street Veterinary Clinic, they know that pets hold a valued part in your life, so they care for your pet the same as if it were their own pet. Their knowledgeable staff thrives on pet care excellence and exceptional customer service. Dr. Haddad's commitment to the community and devotion to his patients has rewarded him with many successful years at his practice. They offer both evening and Saturday appointments and an online store. Visit their website at northmainveterinary.com or find them on Facebook. Your pet deserves the best, and Dr. Melvin C. Haddad and the staff always offer the best. They are always on the leading edge of veterinary medicine. That's North Main Street Veterinary Clinic, 1116 North Main Street, Brockton.
1460 WXBR, Brockton.
Your lipstick stain
We're back, and you're listening to Talk with Francesca, and we're talking to Nancy Siegel, who is the author of Someone Else's Twin. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay, so what kind of environments were the twins brought up in? Were they similar environments, or were they different?
The environments were pretty different, actually.
Oh, okay.
One of the twins was raised in a fairly rural area, sort of a farm where there are a lot of animals around, and fairly far from the city, whereas the other twin was raised in a larger family right in the center of Las Palmas, where she had many, many more opportunities educationally and socially and culturally than her twin sister.
Wow.
But despite the different environments, what's remarkable is how similar the twins were. And in twin research, what we believe happens is that each twin goes out and kind of creates their own environment that's compatible with who they are. So even though the one twin lived out in the rural area, she made frequent trips into Las Palmas.
That's interesting, huh? Just funny the way they're in completely different environments, and yet there's still so many similarities. Even when you said when they one was walking towards the other in the mall.
Right.
It's like, that's my walk.
Exactly. And it makes sense because these twins are genetically the same. They respond to things the same way. Genes do not determine behavior, but they lean you or guide you to certain directions. And these twins just shared so many things in common, whereas the sister raised with the unrelated girl said that while they loved each other, they didn't share a lot in common, that when it came to opinions and discussions, they just didn't see eye to eye in so many things.
Well, but I mean, that happens with, I grew up in a family with five sisters, and, you know, we're all, not all completely different, but I would say, actually it's interesting because for myself, I am I have the least in common with any of my sisters in terms of, you know, personality and appearance and everything, just the way I dress. I mean, totally, totally different. So sisters don't always, you know, have so much in common just because they're sisters. As brothers, you know, I mean, my husband has two brothers, and they're all very different.
Of course, and even though they're raised together, this just shows that genetics has a very significant force because they're raised together, but they don't share all their genes in common. Siblings share half on average, but some share far fewer, and some may share more. Right. But what is so compelling in this case that I described from the Canary Islands is that the identical twins raised apart who never met or even knew about each other are so similar, and the two raised together who shared their environment are not. So this tells you that what makes family members similar, not their shared environment, but the genes that they share instead.
Isn't that funny? That's amazing. So you've been studying twins, obviously, for a very long time.
A very long time.
And what is the most important information that you have about twins?
I think that growing up as a twin is a very interesting and very important experience for twins. And I think it's a relationship that should be respected, should be appreciated, and should not be taken for granted. I know from speaking to twins who've lost a twin, this is so devastating in their lives and almost an unthinkable situation. And I think that in the world of science, twins have just been a marvelous natural experiment. By comparing identical twins to fraternal twins, we can learn so much about which behaviors and which diseases may have a greater or lesser genetic component, and we can try to develop intervention methods for behavioral problems and for disease treatments. So twins are just wonderful, wonderful at a practical level, wonderful at a research level.
Do you still have questions, or do you feel that there isn't anything else you could possibly learn since you've been studying it so long?
Francesca, I have so many questions left, and that's wonderful because it keeps me in business.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, the question that I really would love to have answered is, why does a fertilized egg divide to lead to identical twins? It's something we just don't have the answer to. Identical twinning is not a genetically mediated process. Fraternal twins do run in families, but identical twins don't. Huh. And why some women have an egg that divides is a mystery to us. So I would love it if someone could give me the full answer to that question.
What I would like to know is, you mentioned in your book virtual twins.
Yes.
Well, now, okay, is there a certain age, so for example, my younger sister is like a year and, I don't know, something, not very much younger than me. I mean, we're pretty darn close in age. And I would have to say that of all my sisters, I'm closest to this one sister. Is she considered a virtual twin because she's so close?
No, that's totally different.
Okay.
A virtual twin, virtual twins are same age but unrelated children raised together.
Oh, what so I, maybe like a child who got adopted?
What happens here is that parents may try to have children, may not be possible, so they put in for adoption.
Adopt,
and
right.
If two children are available at the same time, then they are taken in and they are raised together in a twin-like situation. Or what happens is that moms go through in vitro fertilization, but at the same time,
they end up getting pregnant.
So they have a baby, and then an unrelated one comes at the same time. So they're raising one of theirs and one of someone else's, so to speak.
Well, that does happen.
The marvelous thing about virtual twins that I see, and I've studied almost 150 such sets, is that they tell us how similar people can be being raised together but without a genetic link. So it's a pure estimate of environmental influence.
So what's the percentage between environment and genetic? 50-50, would you say?
Well, it really depends on the behavior you're talking about. In general, it's about 50-50, but for some behaviors or some traits, it's more. It's higher for height and weight. Mm-hmm. For brain waves, it's very high. And it's lower for something like job satisfaction. So in general, it's about 50-50, but it is trait-specific. And let me just point out that what those numbers mean refers to variability in a population. It does not mean that if I take a person, I can say that 50% of their personality is genetic and 50% of personality is environmental. That's not how it works. In a person, both genes and environment are completely intertwined and can't be separated. It's only at the population level that you can specify a percentage.
Nancy Siegel, someone else's twin. For all of you out there who either have twins, know someone who's a twin, how can they find you, Nancy?
They can find me at California State University Fullerton. I'm in the Department of Psychology. All of my contact information is up on the websites, and I am so happy to hear from any listeners who want to contact me about someone else's twin or any twin-related issue.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
A true pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Talk with Francesca, and we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to figure out why my dog is traumatized. I think my dog is traumatized because he was separated at birth. I'm looking at you, Mike, right? I think I figured it out now. My dog is neurotic. And, my husband and I will be walking along the beach with the dog. He does this crazy thing. We call it puppy demons, right? And we always say, we should have taken his brother with him. He was separated at birth, and the dog is screwed up. Okay, so now is the perfect opportunity to find out